Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. We're celebrating 15 years of the Small Business Advocate Show this week, and but right now I want to talk about some very important people in America. We call them military veterans. It's today's, well, actually, Veterans Day was yesterday, but we're all celebrating it today. A lot of people are off today. Of course, I'm not. I'm a small business owner. I go to work every day. But anyway, happy Veterans Day to everyone who's a veteran. America is so proud of you. The things that you've being prepared to put yourself in harm's way, training, volunteering first, and then training. You know, we've had a volunteer army for a long time, for almost 40 years. Maybe exactly 40 years. I'm trying to remember. It's 71, 72. But we've had a volunteer army all that time. And so that adds a new dimension to the concept of veteran, doesn't it? People who volunteer to serve, volunteer to suit up and put themselves in harm's way. You know, America's first militia, the Minutemen, were our first veterans, right? The militia, the Minutemen. They were farmers and shopkeepers and craftsmen. Today we call those people small business owners, don't we? And you know, I was just wishing you all veterans a happy Veterans Day. But I think, you know, we need to talk about this definition of a veteran, and I think we need to figure out a way to make it a little more inclusive. And I want to talk about that today. We define when we define a veteran, it's more complicated because there are multiple uses of the term. The Veterans Administration, for example, is understandably has a strict technical definition, because when they call you a veteran, if they call you a veteran, you get to ask them for VA benefits, right? They could be significant. And so the VA has their very strict definition, and I understand that. The classic definition of a veteran is someone who served on active duty for more than 6 months. But here's the question that I have. What about the volunteer service of the National Guard and Reserve? I mean, you think about this. If you go on active duty and the regular Army, and you serve your 2 years or 4 years or 6 years or whatever, and you come out, then you're done, right? You've done even though you may be in the reserves a little bit, you've done your commitment. You're finished, right? Well, Guard and Reserves make themselves available to the government, to their country, in a military uniform, maybe for decades, maybe for two or more decades. And for decades, these people have, the Guard and Reserves have been comprised of two groups: those who deployed for an extended period, and those who prepared themselves for a deployment. And since the Minutemen, America's small business owners have been included in those ranks. They've been members of the Guard and the Reserve. But the last 20 years have required an extra degree of commitment from small business owners because of the increased likelihood that they might have to leave their businesses for a deployment, possibly more than once. As you know, since 1990, two developments have created new expectations for America's Guard and Reserves. We had three Middle Eastern conflicts: Desert Storm, the Iraq War, and the Afghan War. Those have combined for 20 years of deployment. Think about that. That's for the Reserves and the Guard, along with active duty, been deployed for 20 years combined, those groups. And then the second thing was an increasing deployment expectations for the Guard and Reserve units to augment declining regular armed forces numbers. There are fewer regular Army, Marines, Navy, Air Force, etc. There are fewer of those on active duty, so therefore the Guard and Reserve have had to augment them more and more. In Iraq and Afghanistan, the Guard and Reserve accounted for 1/3 of U.S. forces and a comparable percentage of the casualties. As you know, many of these patriots have been deployed. I know some people who've been deployed. I know some people who've been deployed in the last 20 years 5 times from the reserves. The RAND Corporation reports that the use of the Guard in the Reserve has steadily increased since the first Gulf War, and this trend is likely to continue. And I think you can expect the efficiency of the Guard and Reserves, those assets, to figure even more heavily in America's national security plans, especially as you see our government, our own government, facing budget cuts. I mean, part of sequestration that's coming up in the next month and a half, potentially, is to cut huge chunks out of the defense budget. Well, that's going to mean, if that actually happens, and now that President Obama's gotten reelected, I promise you, we will not have a stronger active duty force. That's not a derogatory statement. I'm not taking a shot at him. That's just, you can just count on that. We will not have as much of a commitment to defense now that President Obama has gotten 4 more years. So you can count on reserves being needed more and more. And so this Veterans Day, as we honor all who have proudly volunteered to wear the uniform, whatever kind of a contract you signed, happy Veterans Day to all of you. You've made yourself available, you trained, and you put yourselves in harm's way for your government. But I think that Veterans Day should include members of the Guard and Reserve as well, who've deployed alongside the military, the regular military, as not only the people who deployed, but those volunteers who weren't deployed, but who trained and made themselves available to be deployed for years as their country needed them. I believe just because you didn't deploy, if you were in a unit, if you were in a reserve or guard unit and you made yourself available, as you absolutely would have had to have done for the last, really, for a long time, I think you deserve to be called a veteran. And I think in this modern age of American national defense, if you wore the uniform, you deserve to be called a veteran and receive the gratitude and the recognition of a grateful nation. Isn't it time that we expanded our definition of a veteran? Happy Veterans Day to everyone who ever wore a uniform for the United States of America. 20 after, I'm Jim Blass again. Stay with me. I'll be right back. Long as I can keep this feeling running through my soul. Never took this road before. Destination I know. Oh,
oh. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.